Well, what would happen if one of the progressives got their hands on the White House, be it Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren? Of course, they're in a tiff right now. You saw it last night. They refusing to shake hands with each other, arguing with each other on the stage, and then both walking off in a huff. But my next guest takes a closer look at Elizabeth Warren's plans for America, plans for you, plans for your money, and has written the new book, Elizabeth Warren, How Her Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. David Bahnsen here. David, welcome to the program.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
All right, so we've heard about the $52 trillion healthcare plan from Elizabeth Warren that has no chance of ever getting passed or even being paid for. But tell me about some of the things that you went through in this book, how her presidency would destroy the middle class, and what do you mean? Start, jump in wherever you want.
Well, let's just start then with the lowest hanging fruit for destroying the middle class, which is the energy portfolio. This concept of eliminating fracking on day one may sound good to some environmentalists, although I go to great lengths to show it's actually an utterly awful thing environmentally as well, to cut off America as the leader in natural gas production, which is the biggest thing we're doing to reduce carbon emissions, is crazy. And giving that leadership mantle back to Russia is crazy. But economically, what it would do to the middle class, to high-paying, blue-collar jobs, is unfathomable. The Obama administration would have had negative job growth, negative, over his two terms, if it were not for the jobs created directly and indirectly out of the energy renaissance. So the blue-collar benefits in having the various manufacturing and, of course, related, you know, ancillary job creation and wage growth that has come from America's leadership in the energy renaissance, I think, is a huge example of the problems in her policy platform.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, we've gone to become an energy exporter, has America. And who would have ever thought that in 1975, right? I mean, Jimmy Carter told us we'd be out of oil by 1980 or something like that. And it was doom and gloom everywhere. Peak oil and all these other nonsensical things that have proven to be completely false, and puts America in the driver's seat. Because, for example, if we could devise a system to deliver a natural gas to Europe, we would make a fortune for this country and take money away from Russia, correct?
Well, and we don't have to devise the system. We have it. It's called liquefied natural gas. You can ship it. We have to build the terminals, and all you need to build the terminals is executive branch approval, and we're able to export natural gas not just to Europe, but to China, who desperately needs it. So all of this talk of China, $200 billion of products in the new trade deal, I don't really think it's going to be very easy to find $200 billion of soybeans for them to buy, but I do believe that our ability to ship crude oil and natural gas is a huge leverage point for us in the dynamic with China. It gives far less power to Russia in how they export to Europe. And by the way, for those who have environmental concerns, we are by far the cleanest producer in the world of these two fossil fuels. So it enables us to have the environmental, geopolitical, and economic advantage. This is the least partisan issue of all the things I write about in the book. I continue to be mystified by those who do have a very, you know, heavy degree of concern around carbon emissions, why they are so radically opposed to natural gas production, let alone nuclear
stunning
energy.
Yeah, we are the cleanest, greenest industrialized nation on earth, period. And all anybody has to do is travel to see that. You can go to China, you can go to Venezuela, you can go to Brazil, you can go anywhere you want. We are the cleanest, greenest industrialized nation in the world. And we have been my entire life. David Bahnsen here, writing of the new book, Elizabeth Warren, How Her Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. Let me ask you, though, David, you might have caught the debate last night. I mean, do these far-left socialists even have a chance of winning in this country?
Well, and this is an area where a lot of my friends on the right kind of push back a bit from my view, because I think most of us don't have a choice in human nature but to sort of predict what we wish to be true. But my answer is yes, it's entirely possible. I would not be betting on it, but I wouldn't be betting against it. I think it's going to be a very close election. I think we live in unconventional, unorthodox times. And I think that certainly Bernie Sanders, I believe, would have the least likely chance because, fortunately, he's been so transparent and honest.
Yeah.
A socialist who calls himself a socialist is an interesting dynamic in American politics. It's the socialist who calls himself a capitalist, which is who I wrote my book about, Elizabeth Warren, that I think we have to be more concerned about. So there's really big disadvantages that all four of the front runners have, but all four of them have a lane. And this is a part of my introduction of my book I walked through. I'm a conservative Republican and have been for life and will be. But I just think numerically we have to come to terms with the fact that President Trump's margin in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania does not give us any room for apathy or complacency.
I think you're exactly right. I think you've nailed it there. There's no room for error here. Again, the new book, Elizabeth Warren, How Her Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. David Bahnsen is Bahnsen. David Bahnsen, thank you for being here.
It was a pleasure to be with you anytime.
Yeah, thank you so much. And speaking of energy, this part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Also, I want to make sure that you're remembering to go to GruberHealth.com. If you want to lose weight and feel great, now is the time to do it. Go to GruberHealth.com, and you can get on board with, you know, shedding some pounds. And if you do it this month, we'll take $100 off the program. It's an individual program just for you. I've done it. I'm back in doing it again, just trying to a little bit of a tune-up, nothing serious, not like the first time around. But it's worked great. GruberHealth.com, the place to be, GruberHealth.com. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.